Crido, this is Jonathan, and we're both singing out to you from JM1.
Hi to everyone, anyone who's in jail, anyone who's got family in jail. Everyone's all good in here. Keep your head up if you're locked up, if your family's locked up. Make sure you keep visiting him, keep in contact with them.
You're listening to Jailbreak 2SER 107.3 FM, 9:30 Sunday nights. I'm Crido, and this is Jonathan.
So this is a radio program from the jail. We're in the studio here in jail right now. Don't know how long I got, but yeah, nice little studio in the jail.
You, it's great having your company, and we're shouting out to you from JM1, which is in Sydney, New South Wales.
We're here sharing a bit of our music and a bit of our story of our life, both inside and out.
Yeah, this is Crido singing out to all the mob back down in Albury. And I'm just singing out to my three boys, Isaiah, Seth and Lincoln. They are 13, 12 and 11, turning. And they'll be listening, hopefully. And I'm good, and I love yous, and I miss yous. Just sing out to my mum also, my mum Annette. Hope you're doing well, and all my family back in Albury, and my girlfriend, Karis. I love you, and I hope you're doing well.
I just want to say shout out to my mum, to my boy Joby and Tom. I'll be out there soon, caught in 2 weeks. We'll see what happens. Love you, mum. Take care. And I miss the boys. You all know who you are.
Coming on radio feels pretty good. It feels good to be able to just get the message out to everybody and just say hello to your loved ones, to your friends, and to anybody listening and to anyone that may help in some way.
Yeah. Coming up, we've got Standalone, bit of Curse of Bad Habits, and a few more other surprises in there. They all relate to inmates out there and people that are just on the street still. Yeah, you'll love it all. Make sure you tune in and don't go away wherever you're listening from, either jail or in your car. We've got a few songs that relate to the inmates out there, every jail in New South Wales. I'm here with Andrew, yeah.
And anyone, the songs we play, you should be able to relate to them. If you're one of the mob or if you're our mates or anything like that, you should understand these songs.
Also, yeah, it's my first time in jail. I'm 18 years old and got locked up a couple months ago. It wasn't easy on my family. They were really shocked. It's tough on them, but I'm doing all right in here. So I let them know I'm doing okay. And it's not easy, but you'll get through it, both the family and if you're incarcerated. My first night, I didn't get too much sleep because it was cold in my cell. Yeah, it was just kind of hit me like I'm going to be here for a while. Better get used to this, locked in your cell. A big change because I've never been locked up before.
It's like my fourth time. I've done 6 years close to seven years since 2012. Getting locked up this time was a bit disappointing, you know. I put a promise to my children that I wouldn't get locked up again, so that was a bit hard. Just thinking of them, thinking of my mum, because she's getting old now, and just my family, the stress that it puts on them. Mostly my kids. My kids would be a bit shattered, and I know they would be because I broke a promise, but keep your heads up and I love you. Just remember that. It's pretty hard on your family when you come in, you know. I know for myself speaking, stresses of not knowing where you are, not knowing what you're doing at that time. If you're in trouble in here or sometimes you get moved around without them knowing. Always remember that I'm always good. I'm with a good bunch of people. I'm not a smart ass or anything. Try and keep my head out of trouble and I keep my head down and do my own thing. So pretty all right in jail. I've done a fair bit of time. I'm known a little bit around. My mum, it's hard on her. Stresses her out a lot. People worry about you. Kids don't have contact with you as much. It's probably a bit worse on their mothers as well. Just remember that I'm good and I do well. And I put my hand up for some radio.
The first time I was locked up, I was at the police station. I didn't process it too much because I was just at a police station, but then I got moved to Silverwater. They said get comfortable. I was a bit nervous, not going to lie, but you get used to it after a while. It's a routine. From Silverwater I came to here. It's better here in every way. Better routine, better group of boys. So it's not good having no freedom, but at the same time, like, it could be worse. Right now I kicked a goal coming Windsor. Yeah, but yeah, I was nervous my first time. Yeah, I was nervous, definitely.
If you're in your car or in jail, out of jail, if you're thinking of your loved ones, you know, just always remember that there's always a time where you can visit, you can call, and they're always thinking of you too. So don't think that they're not thinking of you, because I know they would be. I'm pretty sure that you're thinking of them as well. So just support each other and be there for each other in the times that you can be. Just keep your head up and think of the good times and think the gates will open soon.
Jail, it's all right so far. We've got a nice studio here, doing the program here today. I'm going all right because I got a good set of boys here. It's a good jail, close to home, visits. A good jail means you've got good people around you. It's not dirty and got a studio here. It's mad.
There's also good programs here, certificates to help us through life with life skills. And there's also drug and alcohol courses here, help you with your drug addictions and hopefully help you in the future to stay out of jail. It's a good environment here with the boys. You know, they're a good bunch of boys here. It's a good jail, good programs. Yeah, we can also get on the radio. Crido here, and both of us are coming to you on the inside. Jailbreak, radio that reaches right to you, wherever you are in the system.
And more to come later, we got Cursor, Enter Tough Times, and Never Change Again.
It's great to have your company from wherever you are, no matter what you're going through and the times you're feeling. Just remember that things always get better. And this is Jailbreak. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hopefully these songs mean something to you as well.
You're listening to Jailbreak.
Sydney's 2SER 107.3 FM. Sunday nights at 9:30 PM.
2SER 107.3 FM with your Jailbreak Sunday nights, 9:30.
Yeah. Coming from John Moroney in Windsor, reaching out to men and women where you are in the system, New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, Northern Territory, for the next half hour.
So coming up right now, we got Enter, The Return 2. Enter comes from south side of Sydney, done plenty of time, ran in muck when he was younger, like all of us, I'm sure. And yeah, you'll like this one. And it's one of his hottest tracks. It's about street life, about a bit about being locked up. I'm sure you all relate to it, both on the streets and in jail. And I happened to bump into him at Silverwater as well. So yeah, we can all definitely relate to this track. Enter, The Return 2. Wishing you well, Enter. Get out soon.
Okay, this is a warning. Songs that you're about to listen to have swearing. So if you're a minor, turn your radio off.
Talk shit, cuz almost got shot. I don't glorify the rock, I glorify the block. Hand to hand exchange, I made a killing, pumping dots. Now there's all this talk about who run the underground. I do this for the streets, give a fuck about that rap crown. Hurstville, Southside, yeah, it made me. Trapping in the house, those just to feed my babies. Around here, we don't talk out of school. Scotty Cam on the block, and I'm packing a tool. Big barrel for that loud mouth. Bout about it in the south. Middle finger up, screaming, let my boy Merc's out. Whole team down the riot if it's war, man. Cruise through your hood in that blacked out stolen van. Gotta rap, let them know I'm the general. Back on the lifeline, paper to the pencil. Shake my hand like a street, but stab me in the back. I never rode curses, wave to get where I'm at. I trapped out the flats, broad day with that strap out. Coppers in my street trying to find where we stash bounce. Real cunt, yeah, I come from that street life. Everything I talk about is real, cause it's no life.
I'm singing, ooh, you didn't forget, did you? Ooh, man, I'ma have to send you a reminder. Ooh, you didn't forget, did you? I'ma rap for these,
nigga,
sing for these hoes. That's just how it goes, man.
I never rap for the deal, I was trapping for meals, and now my safety of steel. Running up on these rappers, I'm nothing soft like the Bronx. Cause you mentioned my kids, and now you're gonna get shot. And I'm over the rap game, you country or shit. I'm the hardest from my city, and that boy's just a bitch now. I started writing shit way back in 03. A year later, lad, I'm pumping crack the OGs. Yeah, they know me, writing for my Cody. Hanging out the window, coming down your street slowly. Stop signs, they reflect from police lights. Shorty shows, leave you buzzing like a beehive.
life. Trap life, it's the same shit, different day. Junkies on the nod, sitting down in the hallway. We trying to get a plate, dodging these in prison gates. Eat my body up, put some teardrops on my face. I'm not the type of kind to sit down and play games. Shorty go bang when it's in close range, yeah, yeah. So while you're down for this, then now you're down to bust rounds for your town and shit. Cause I'll be riding shit, this witchy with me, pumping 50 city, city, real and gritty. It is with me, answer one, it's my city, my city. Yes, yeah, so fuck all the fame. You better hashtag king when you mention my name. It's like,
I'm singing, ooh, you didn't forget to do. Ooh, man, I'ma have to send you a reminder.
Enter the return to Bang on the Walls, Jailbreaks on Air.
Bang on the Walls, Jailbreaks coming right to you.
And you're with Jailbreak.
Jailbreaks coming right to your cell, wherever you are in the prison system across the world on
2SER 107.3 FM. This is Jailbreak.
Oh, shit. I'm Crido, this is Jonathan, and we're both singing out to you from JM1.
We're here sharing a bit of our music and a bit of our story of our life both inside and out.
NE5.
It was hard growing up, you know. Well, I was a child of nine. I was in Albury, Wodonga. No father. Our mum done the best she could. She was a really good mother. She still is a really good mother. She done the best that she could for us. It was not always easy. Grew up in housing commission. Sometimes we had to learn to fend for ourselves. I was out of home at about 12, 13, but that was my choice. That wasn't my mum's choice. I took off and I just wanted to be around mates. I did my own thing from then on. I know my mum's always been there and she's always looked out for me and she's always been there when I needed her, and I just love her and thank her for that. Coming from that background, there was abuse in the family. There was a lot of fighting, a lot of anger, a lot of violence, a lot of drinking, a lot of drugs. For a kid looking at that, it's very hard to deal with and to make the right choices for yourself.
Growing up, it depends on your circumstances, really. Some of us have to grow up quicker than other people. I had to leave at home pretty early. Money was low. I had to do a couple of things. Now I'm in jail. But you live and you learn. I've learned from it. There's a certain way to go about things. And, growing up, it's easy for some, but not for others.
Got my first annie off my mate. I ain't gonna say his name. It was fun at the start. I used to treat it like a game. This around the time when the nebulizer dropped. I was on all types of shit, but there's one I couldn't stop. And I played with my brain, but I focused on the music.
This is Crido. I'm with Jonathan. Being addicted, it's a hard thing, you know. Like when you're in that drug and you're only thinking of that drug, you seem to forget about what matters most, which is your family, your children, your loved ones. Bad Habits Coming Up by Cursor. Cursor, everyone seems to relate to him a lot. If you've grown up on the streets or been in jail, he tells a story from his heart as well. I'm pretty sure that he's been locked up and he knows a lot about what we're all going through.
Yeah, the song coming up, Cursor Bad Habits, it reminds me of the days when I was kicking back with the boys on the daily. And it takes me back to those days about a year ago. Back then, I was focusing on finishing my apprenticeship. I was doing kitchen installing. Yeah, back then, I was doing a cabinet making and kitchen installing apprenticeship. I was about halfway through it. Shouldn't have stopped, one of my regrets. And yeah, kind of discovered this song around that time, back when I was with the boys all the time, back when I was working. I usually had parties on or back at one of the boys' house, cruising around, always had something to do, always had plans for us. That's what that song reminds me of. And life was more simple. It takes me back to those times.
Mate, I ain't gonna say his name. It was fun at the start. I used to treat it like a game. This around the time when the
it's about drug addiction and about growing up in tough times.
Okay, this is a warning. Songs that you're about to listen to have swearing. So if you're a minor, turn your radio off.
Bad Habits by Cursor.
I don't know how deep to go, but I'ma let it all out, so come peep the show. Got my first annie off my mate. I ain't gonna say his name. It was fun at the start. I used to treat it like a game. This around the time when the nebulizer dropped. I was on all types of shit, but there's one I couldn't stop. And I played with my brain, but I focused on the music. I focused so much, didn't realize I abused it. Never had a plan to stop, not in that prediction. Going through fame, couldn't see I had addictions. One turned to two, turned to three, turned to four. Then I need about six a day, a little bit more. Mixing it with lean, gotta stop people seeing what the damages can be just by looking at me. Shit, what to do, cause I feel like a fool, and I hate any rapper making zannies look cool. Shit was getting bad, I was filled up with hateful thoughts in my mind. I'd argue with April, agreed I'd stop, shit I'll give it a go. By the first fucking night, felt like slitting my throat. Second night, my body shaking, the ambulance appear, and I'm thinking in my mind, what the fuck they doing here? Suddenly I'm caught up and there's no time to muck around. Lucky I got here, cause my body about to shut down. Back to square one, nah man, you can't quit. You gotta win yourself off for some hard shit. What the fuck, man, my brain is a mess. I can't remember that much, feel the pain in my legs. I wish it was that easy, I could give up and go. And people still got the heart to tell me pick up my phone. Maybe that's my fault, I didn't speak on it much. I didn't see it as a problem, I would keep it from cunts. Race could always tell when I couldn't pronounce certain words, brain dead, yeah, should I be proud? Anxiety was killing me, the doctors couldn't deal with me. Put me on a program, cut me down off the pills of weed. All scared cause I feel on my own. I told them let me chill, now they think I'm dissing them, bro. Waking up tired, I gotta take more pills. And I don't even wanna take them, is this fucking for real? Losing touch on myself, it's like reality's false. It's like I'm walking around without having a pulse. It's a feeling of death, or like nothing is left. Lose air, I'm holding my chest, just put a hole in my head. You see, the older I get, it's getting scary as fuck. I'm like 18 in the head, I weren't aware of these drugs, the shit that they cause. I talk to mirrors and walls, I don't need this shit ever, but to pills I'll fall. I opened up and no rest, told cunts everything that I'd done. Ice didn't leave out anything. I quit that shit, yeah, I left it flat dead. That was 5 years ago, they still think I'm a crackhead. If that's what we're going off, fuck me dead. In 5 years I'll be clean, they'll be calling me a zanny head. Funny how the world works for a paycheck. Once the fame hit, I became a train wreck. I wasn't shit anyway, so why does it count? Why so many people love me, I can't figure it out. But I'm telling you now, don't you follow my path. Look, you couldn't if you tried, cause I'm going in hard. Fucking popping a pill just to go out the day. How'd I end up like this? I don't know, it's a way. Well, I'm blaming the fame. Yeah, I said it before, but it's enough to make me hide. Feel like ending a door, but I brush it off. Got the fans on my side too, and my girl and my brothers and the whole crew. Spilling the truth, it's like all I can do. That's why I don't have time for rappers that are saying they true. When they lied to their fans, apologize in the end. I never lied to mine end. This is why I'm the man. I tell you what I'm going through, I don't care what they think. That's why I'm triple popping pills, leaning over the sink. I'm almost fucking crying as I'm writing this shit, cause of all my close ones and the lives I affect. I came from the bottom, I made it my problem, created the option, now fame has adopted. My brain gotta stop it, insane I am not this. Strange we got Scott sick, I'ma watch the clock tick. Just fuck off, I said it, just fuck off. I won't have my tablets, I'll just find a bridge to jump off. Fucking idiots, thinking that the shit is cool, till they dying in the vomit of their own drool. I meant to say, don't do what I done. I've cut down on the program, yeah, I've won. Repped it from the street, turned into a star then. Caught a fucking habit on the Xanax, but the bars went crazy. And I'm just dealing with fame, I just want my fans to know.
Bad Habits by Cursor. You're listening to Jailbreak.
On 2SER 107.3, coming to you in your cell or wherever you may be at this moment.
And I'm Crido and Jonathan, and we're both singing now to you from JM2.
One.
I'm Crido, this is Jonathan, and we're both singing out to you from JM1, Windsor.
This is Jailbreak, reaching out to men and women, wherever you are in the system. New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, Northern Territory, all over the world, for the next half an hour.
I'm Jonathan, this is Crido, we're here at JM1 Windsor. We're here sharing a bit of our music and a bit of our story of our life, both inside and out.
Yeah, and I'm Crido, and I hope you get something out of this. I hope this does you some good and just helps you through the time you're going through at the moment.
I found out about Jailbreak through the programs at this jail, JM1, and it's a great opportunity to educate people that are either on the wrong path or just let my family know I'm doing all right. Shout out to my mum.
Yeah, I just want to say, just want to shout out to my mum once again. My girl, Karis, and my three boys, Isaiah, Seth and Lincoln. Keep your heads up. I love you. Jailbreak is a good opportunity for everybody to listen to their loved ones, maybe say hello to their loved ones, just to hear from their loved ones and just to give us the opportunity to give our story out.
Spread the word about the program. Spread the word about Jailbreak. Find out where it broadcasts and what times, and catch us on Facebook.
And search for Jailbreak Radio for all the information, broadcasting, times and stations. Cursor, coming up after this.
Be blood aware. Don't bloody share. Boys in green say keep it clean.
If you had been exposed to HIV, how long would it take for this to register on the blood test? The answer is 3 months. That's because it can take that long for the body to develop a reaction that will show up on a blood test called the window period. And during this time, you are infectious and can pass HIV on to others via body fluids such as semen, vaginal fluids and blood when doing things like fighting, sharing, injecting equipment, getting prison tattoos, body piercing, or having unprotected sex.
Hey sis, I've been looking for you. Where you been?
I was at the clinic.
Why sis? 1 in 4.
I done my hepatitis C test.
How was it sis? Shame, huh?
No shame. The nurse didn't make me feel shame. She took my blood and made me feel comfortable. There is a good chance you can clear the virus.
No shame getting tested for Hep C.
Go and have a yarn to the nurse at the clinic or call Hep C helpline in your centre.
Come on, you can do it.
Call the Hep C helpline in your centre.
You heard about them new treatments for Hep C, bro?
Yeah, cuz. I'm getting out soon. Maybe I'll just wait a bit and get fit in here anyways.
Yeah, keep doing weights and stay healthy, bro, with them treatments. Besides, you've got time in here anyways. There's no hassle.
Make time aside for you, cuz. Get treated for Hep C now, cuz, and it'll be over and done with.
If you're not sure how to clean a fit, check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary that shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with a yellow liquid called Fincol. It's used exactly the same way as bleach. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit using cold water. Only ever use cold water to clean injecting equipment, as hot water clots the blood. Tough
times, man. I'm Jonathan, this is Crido. We're here at JM1 Windsor. We're here sharing a bit of our music and a bit of our story of our life, both inside and out.
Yeah, and I'm Crido, and I hope you get something out of this. I hope this does you some good and just helps you through the time you're going through at the moment.
You're listening to 2SER. This is Jailbreak.
Hey, this is Jailbreak 2SER. Hey, you, yes, you. Jailbreak's coming right to your cell on 2SER.
107.3 FM.
We're listening to Tough Times now. Tough times for me would be getting locked up, being away from my children, and just thinking of them all the time. It's very hard thinking of what they're going through, what they're doing, the situation they're in, and me being in here and not being able to help them. Like, it's really hard for me thinking of that. How do I cope with them sort of things? Sometimes if I'm on the outside, or if I can on the inside, I listen to music, I talk to people, I do laps in the yard and work out, just try and keep my mind busy. So here's something for you to listen to, and remember, the tough times, there's always better times ahead. So just try and get through the tough times the best you can, and remember, there's always someone out there going through the same that you're going through, or even worse. So remember that there's always people around you that can help. So here's Enters, Tough Times.
Be strong through these tough times, like raps in a candle light. Take a book and you fill it with some rhymes, like please listen in, it's a story to my life. Cold nights, man, I see no shine. Thank God, cause I'm trying to do right. On the corner selling drugs all night, like please listen in, it's a story to my life. Real talk, man, I'm trying to make a change, yeah. From a system that built me this way. From a world that made me so cold, with the drugs being sold, man, it never gets old. Never. Real talk, like the stress never ends. Now it seems that this pad is my friend. But when it drops, see the whole scene stop. Like one life, one chance, never stop, take a shot. Got a buzz now to play in the kid. Got a buzz now, they be craving a hit. Yeah. Got a rap king, I was made for this shit. Stop saying that you made me, cause you didn't make shit. My only dream is to make it out, go big, yeah. And blow money on the streets I was raised in. Show love, so I show love back. I took gotta rap and I put it on the map. But now they get mad cause the streets got a voice. Like this was my plan, but I'm the people's choice. And now I'm rapping hard like I'm throwing up a gang sign. Be with a crew who would die for a gang sign. In a code where the first act is silence. Got a crew full of searchers out of violent. Close range, that 45 won't miss. Hollow tips, break shit, realest rapper in this. Get mad, cut sick, razor blades. Cut myself, will it take away the pain? Fuck that, that's the weak way. Yeah, stay solid, man. What the fuck you talking about? There they go, that's some voices again. Telling me, calm down, count to 10. But fuck that, if you wanna go to war, then I'm coming with a 44 straight through your front door. Be strong through these tough times. Write raps in a candle light. Take a book and you fill it with some rhymes. Like, please listen in, it's a story to my life. Cold nights, man, I see no shine. Thank God, cause I'm trying to do right. On the corner selling drugs all night. Like, please listen in, it's a story to my life. Deep breaths, dark thoughts. Fuck rapping, man, go back to rorts. Being charged, so I'm going back to court. In the end, but what's it all for? Cause the shit brought nothing but stress. Swear to God, man, I've lost best friends. In the end, but I wanna throw it all away. Live to fight another day, that's what my mama say. I know you're looking down, I'm trying to do you proud. And with this rapper, mum, I'm never gonna settle down. Cause I can't, cause I won't, I choose not to. And everybody in the game, yeah, fuck you. I don't want friends, I'd rather stand alone. Cause all I need is my girl and a loving home. Make way, cause the rude boy coming through. Doing what I gotta do, hustle hard, that's my crew. Real shit, man, I'll be on a street life. Real talk, I be loved in a street light. Real gritty where the junkies love the phenites. Come see me on the block every weeknight. I'll be there posted up by the stop sign. With a crew of real bad cunts outside. And to one I'll be coming with that street flow. Hurstful raised me, hometown hero. Be strong through these tough times. Write raps in a candle light. Take a pull, can you fill it with some rhymes? Like, please listen in, it's a story to my life. Cold nights, man, I see no shine. Thank God, cause I'm trying to do right. On the corner selling drugs all night. Please listen in, it's a story to my life.
Yeah, man, real shit. Hustle Hard TV. Street Family Productions. Mason Studios, man. Shout out to all the kids going through the struggle. Just keep your head up, man. If I make it, we all make it. Real talk. Shout out to Schemo, man. And everybody that's just supporting it at the moment. It's either this or nothing. And I've been through nothing, man, so I guess it's this.
Presenters, tough times. Yeah. Crito here, and both of us are coming to you on the inside.
We're here on Jailbreak on 2SER 107.3 FM. Make sure you listen in 9:30 PM Sundays. A criminal can look like anyone. It can be you looking in the mirror, it can be the quiet kid, or it can be the loudest in the room. Anyone can slip up, make a mistake.
Well said by Jonathan. A criminal is, for me, yeah, really anybody can be a criminal.
When I hear the word people say crim, I think of just what people might think of anyone who's in jail. Truth is, there's a lot of people here that have made mistakes in life and they've just been caught out on it. Not everyone in jail is as bad or as tough as you might think it is. There's a large variety of people here. Yeah, it's just all different types of people, all different types of reasons. I think people's opinion on the inside is that they think it's just like the movies, looks like, and the way people are. But the truth is, it's not too hard if you're not doing the wrong thing. Keep your head down. Jails, they're not that ugly as you see in the movies, especially because most movies are American. You see shitty jails. It's not like that, but it's not easy in here, but it's not as bad as you might think. That's why I hope my mum out there isn't too stressed. We're all doing all right in here.
People think jail's hard. Jail's dangerous and hard, and jail's what you make it, really. If you're a good bloke, you're a good person, you have good people skills, you'll get through in jail.
Watch yourself, watch what you do, and
be who you want to be.
Why don't you put your hand up for radio?
Just ask your SAPO or your case management or unit officers how you can get into Jailbreak.
Why don't you tell me what you think of Jailbreak? You can write to us. Write to Jailbreak 2SER, Post Office Box 123, Broadway, New South Wales 2007. It's 2007 for the postcard people.
Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock at Sydney's 2SER on lands of the Gadigal people, the traditional custodians. Jailbreak pays respect to their elders, past and present.
Jailbreak is one of the many projects of the Community Restorative Centre, supporting prisoners and families in New South Wales.
That's us from John Maroney Correctional Centre. I hope you enjoyed our show, listening to us, and I hope you enjoyed the music we choose for you, and we'll have to use all this in again next week.
This is Crito. Just wanted to make sure you know, no matter what you're going through, what's in your mind, there's always something better ahead. So just keep your head up, keep smiling, be who you want to be. Crido, and thank you for listening.
And that's it from me. Take care, everyone.
Tune in again next Sunday at 9:30, 2SER. Until then, take care. We'll be right back.